Blog Talk Radio.
I've been captured by a love I can't win. Now you have me, I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. Now I surrender, my life is not my own. I belong.
I'm not the same.
myself. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. And I give myself to you. I belong. I want the world to know. And I'm not my own. I belong to you. I give myself. What a beautiful thing to tell God. Tell God one more time. To you I belong. I give myself to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is such a beautiful song. It has so many deep meanings. When you really want God to know how you feel, how you appreciate him, his goodness, he chose you, you recognize, I'm not my own. But Lord, I belong to you. I'm not my own. I can't do what I want to do because I'm not my own. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I just want to remind you, you're not your own. God chose you. You belong to him. We'll ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. He should be so kind to start us off this week with prayer, and we'll get into the lesson.
Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful selection to start us off this week. I give myself to you, Lord. Amen. Pastor, thank you for that beautiful, beautiful song. And the scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor and how you uses him, not only in the word of God, but also with the different songs. And Lord, we're just thanking you for your many, many blessings and the direction that you lead us all in, Father God. We ask that you would just be with those that are listening by internet and those that have called in, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know what they're feeling. But, Father God, we bind up anything that may try to hinder us from receiving this word today and throughout the week. So, Father God, we're binding up anything and everything that is not like you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. We ask that you will be with the bereaved families, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. May they know what the word says to encourage their heart, to let them know that by your stripes we are healed. And you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So all we have to do is trust in you, Father God, and allow your word to be alive within us that we are able to carry out your will, Father God, and not our will, but your will, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And now, Lord, we ask that you open up our minds and our heart to receive this word. And let us meditate on it day and night. And Lord, we give you praise. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. to have your way in our lives to guide us closer to the Lord. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Bless each and every one. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hey, brothers and sisters, we left off Friday talking about the integrity. That's what we want restored. You definitely want integrity restored. And some of you may say, well, you know what? I'm good. I'm all right. Well, this word restore, it's pretty deep, you know, because let me remind you, first of all, it's to recharge. So restore, it means to recharge. It means to recreate. It means to refresh. I know some of you all have computers and have tablets and other devices. After it goes so long, it needs to be refreshed so that it operates better. You know, there's nothing wrong with refreshing. You'd be surprised. Some people never turn off their devices. But it do you good sometimes to refresh, regenerate, rejuvenate, if you will. Like renew. Then there is some parts that need to be repaired. You know, it's nothing wrong with revelation. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with revive. Nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with doing an overhaul, reclaiming, reconditioning something. We want to talk about developing this integrity that God has put in us. So I just want to remind you all, as we talk this week, we got a lot of things we want to cover, a couple of foundational scriptures. Will be Psalms. Man, the Lord just had me in all kind of places today. But for those that are going to keep notes, I got about 3-4 foundational scriptures. One of them would be 1 Kings 9:4. 1 Kings 9:4. And also, if you got a pencil, Psalms 25 and 21. This give you a head start on some of this stuff. And probably James 1 and 18. So I'll give them back as we go. I'll give them to you, but I just want those that may want to get ahead. That would be 1 Kings 9 and 4, Psalms 25 and 21, and James 1 and 18. Just to remind you, this week we will be talking about restoring integrity within our spirit, within our mind, within ourselves, because we're going to need it. You're going to need to be refreshed. You're going to need to be restored. Just like I was telling you all about a car, sometimes you want to bring it back to that formal condition. Like I said, you know, when God created us in the Garden of Eden and placed us there, man was just like God. Just like God. And God had all kind of integrity. So we want to talk about that this week. And the Word of God itself is integrity. When you think about it, the Word is our contact with God. We are convicted by the Word of God. We are recreated by the Word of God. So hopefully this week, our minds are renewed by the Word of God. Listen, dear heart, when we talk about restore, we're talking about renew. You know, we are to indwell in the Word. And the Word is to indwell in us. So we have to allow that Word to build us up. The Word is going to build our spirit man up. I mean, you can eat all the steak you want to. That won't do nothing for your spirit man. You're going to have to take the Word of God. You can listen to all the music. You can read all the books. that won't do anything for your spirit, man. It takes the word of God. So we're going to fill up on the word of God, like Acts 30 and 22 says, 20 and 32. But anyway, so we're going to, because the word of God heals us, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. And I want to share some things with you all about Isaiah 53:4. See, you got to know we are healed. The total man is healed. What you see is not who you are. We know that the Father, through his word, that's how we know him. And we're going to have to feed on the word of God. That's another thing. The word has to come from our lips. Just like when you got saved, it flipped from your lips. It's got to flip again on being restored. Mm-hmm. And you know, faith comes through the word of God, too. That's integrity, brothers and sisters. So those are some of the things. And I don't know, maybe before the week's out, what is the word of God doing in your life today? What is it doing? Does it have a place in your life? And if it has a place, what place does the word of God have? First or last or in the middle somewhere?
All right.
So why is it necessary to hear the word of God? Because that's what allow you to stay in God's family. That's what allow you to have dialogue with the Father. Yes, okay, quoting the scriptures is important, brothers and sisters. It shows where we are. We should be quoting scriptures because this is going to build your faith, because that's God's word. That's your way of contacting with God. Just like a football player goes over his playbook, or a basketball player, they quote this stuff. I listen to rappers, and these rappers, they rap this, and they rap, and they rap, and it goes through them. If ain't nobody listening, they listening, and they listen to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that the more they hear that, the more they can build that trust and belief in that. So it is with integrity. So what does it mean for you to act on the scripture? That tells you that God is your Father. That tells you God is more than just God to you. Because, see, God got to be more than God to you.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to some of the God's Hebrew names. You know, when you think about it, that's the meaning of the Father. That's the meaning of God. God Jehovah, God Rapha, God, it's just so many different Hebrew names for God, but these people express what God meant to them in that time. He's Jehovah Jireh, you know,
yeah.
He should provide. So you have all these different words because that's what it means. We was talking about love, and it's the same thing with the word of God. It should be the same exact thing, brothers and sisters. So our first scripture we want to go to is 1 Kings, Mass Evangelist Sharon, if she'll read that.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection and beautiful prayer. In the King James, it reads as follows. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and would keep my statutes and my judgments. Amen.
Amen. Send a message, Bible. Amen. As for you, if you live in my presence as your father David lived, pure in heart and action, living the life I set out for you, attentively obedient to my guidance and judgments. Amen.
God expects us, brothers and sisters, to have our hearts restored, our minds restored, and he expects for us to walk upright. Sincerely now, he wants us to be sincere about this word.
Hallelujah.
Do it with a sincere heart. Don't be religious about it, but with a sincere heart. Don't do it with fear, but in a sincere heart. Upright.
Mm-hmm.
The next scripture we want to do is, I don't know if it's the order or not, but we'll do it. Psalms 25 and 21.
Mm-hmm. In the King James, it reads as follows. Psalms 25 and 21. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Amen.
Mm.
Amen. From the Message Bible, use all your skills to put me together. I wait to see your finished product. Amen.
The only way you're going to get finished is in integrity. That's why you want integrity restored in your life. In the in the book of James, the first chapter, and the 18th verse. Now, we may not discuss all these scriptures today. I just want to lay some out to you, and you'll know that this is the way we're going to be going this week. So, you know, you may have that moment where you want to say, you know what, I read this, and I was studying this or meditating on this, and I want to comment on it. I feel like I'm being fair when God has shared me some things with me, and I go ahead on and put it out there to you. That gives you a chance to do your own research, your own study. And you may have something to say, maybe before the end of the service each day, or maybe come Thankful Thursday. You'll have one of these scriptures to really be thankful for. But in James 1 and 18, will you read that for us, please?
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, there is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us all as the crown of all his creatures. Amen, amen.
Did you hear that?
Mm.
It's real good.
Amen, amen.
God did this. He did it. God did this.
Mm-hmm.
He got us. What did he get? He got us with his word. Let me share two other scriptures. 1 Peter 1:23. See, you got to know what happened to you. You got to know how you got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You may give your mother and your father a lot of credit. You may give your job a lot of credit. You may give your husband, your wife. You may give your teachers. You may give all of these different ones, different situation credit. But brothers and sisters, if you're a child of God, I know how you got to become a child of God. So you can forget about the other stuff. This is how you became a child of God. In 1 Peter 1:23,
please. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Mm. Amen. From the Message Bible, your new life is not like your old life. Came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think, a life conceived by God himself. Amen.
Yeah. So of his own will begat us. And with the word of truth. See, the word of God is living, brothers and sisters. How I know that? Hebrews 4:12. There's another version I wish we could read this out of, but we won't do it today. and maybe before the week's out, we'll give it to you. In Hebrews 4 and 12. So you got to know that you have begotten of God's word. That's how it happened. It's alive. So when it hit your spirit, it became alive and agreed with the word of God that you was wanting to make a change. You wanted to be different than your mother's birth, your dad's birth. This birth that you got is different, brothers and sisters. It wasn't done with sperm. With sperm. Not this birth.
Amen.
And the only way you can explain it, it was the word of God. Just like with a natural birth with sperm, all you know is hit that egg, and when it happens, boom, she pregnant. Boom, she pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when the word of God hits you and changes you, that's what happens.
Yeah.
But in Hebrews 4 and 12, read that for me, please.
And the King James reads as follows, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Amen.
See, you know, people hear this, but they don't understand it. About like Nicodemus was. You know, when Jesus replied to Nicodemus, I guarantee you, what I'm going to tell you is the truth. You won't see God's kingdom. You won't know how God operates without this new birth, without this word, this living word.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how this going to be. How can anyone really be born when he's old? Can he go back up in there? I don't think so. I mean, surely to God, we're talking about the same thing. Can he go back up in there the second time? Jesus answered and told Nicodemus, I guarantee you this truth. No one can enter into God's kingdom and God's government in the way God does things without being born of the water and of the spirit. That's of the word and of the spirit. And he says, you know, flesh and blood can give you this birth that I'm talking about.
Amen.
So, only way this going to happen is you have to be restored. That's what takes place. So don't be surprised when the Spirit wakes you up one day and says, get in the Word of God. Because that's integrity. He want to talk to you then. See, the word is our contact with the Father. The word is our contact with God, the Father. He is his, and he uses his word to contact us. How I know that? In John 16 and 8, if you'll be so kind to read that one. All of this is going to tie into what this lesson is about this week. But you got to have this understanding. You got to have this vision that, brothers and sisters, the integrity that you want is in that word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hallelujah.
So in John 16 and 8, if you'd be so kind to read that for me. Did I lose Evangelist Sharon? Oh, wait a minute.
Hello?
Okay.
Here she go.
I have Yes, we lost you. Okay.
And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, when he comes, he'll expose the error of the godless world's view of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
Mm-hmm.
He's here. He's alive.
Yes. Thank
you,
Lord.
Let me tell you what. Now, I'll be done with this. But there's three ways. There's probably more, but I want to point out three ways that the Holy Spirit convicts. So I'm just going to call it a threefold conviction, for a better way of saying it, a threefold conviction. He convicts us of our union with Satan, and he let us know where we're at. Our judgment, because of the prince of the world, have already been judged.
Yeah.
See, he's already been judged. So when I read these scriptures, it tells me that John 16:11, that the natural man is judged in Satan. It is a child of Satan. So when you look at John 8:44, we'll go there right quick. John 8:44. And please, brothers and sisters, understand I'm just building my case because I want to show you how important it is to be, allow the word of God to be your integrity. Let that guide you. Let that determine who you are. Not yourself, not friends, family, but let the word of God determine. So in John 8:44-45, read that for me, please.
Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Cause I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. You're from your father, the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He is a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with lies. Amen.
So you see, that lying spirit needs to go, period.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the devil. That's the people that lie, if they know it or not. You just became, or you just allowed the devil to become your father.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah. The Bible says, and you are of your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar. And the truth don't stay in him.
Amen.
Also, you could see St. John, 1 John 3:10. But let me get to my other two. Second, he convicts us of righteousness, showing that although we are children of the devil, righteousness is available, and it belongs to us. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, you know, righteousness belongs to me. So what you do, you repent. What is repentance? You've been lying, but now you're telling the truth. So you don't have to stay there. You don't have to wallow there. You don't have to live in that way. When you allow the word of God to convict you, Now, if you don't want to be convicted, then you might well get out of this arena, because the Holy Spirit, that's part of his job, is to guide us. And he's going to say, no, don't go that way. No, yeah, go that way. I mean, he's going to keep us on the right path for his name's sake. Third, he convicts us of sin because we believe not in him. And I want to tell people right now, the moment you stop believing, now, a lot of people don't know what believing is. But the moment you stop believing in him, there is only one sin for which the sinner will be judged, and that is the rejection of Jesus Christ. So when you reject the Holy Spirit convicting you or guiding you or directing you, you're in trouble. Because that's the job. That's his job. That's the Holy Ghost's job. It's to guide us. So there's time that we'll find ourselves in situation. We really need to ask what the Lord is saying.
Yeah, amen.
Pastor, you want to dismiss us?
Yes, Pastor. Amen, amen. That scripture again from St. John 44, it said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. And then it tells us what he does. He's a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So as Pastor was sharing with us just then, that's why we have to bind up stuff and bind that lying tongue up and repent and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. And he will guide us. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I apologize. You all had to get this other call. I'm actually expecting a phone call from some people. But anyway, I thought that was it, and it wasn't. Didn't want to miss it, because if you don't answer the call when they call you, you won't talk to these people I'm talking about. But anyway, hey, thank you all so much. But integrity is real important. And I think the Lord wants us to be restored in that area. And so that's what we're going to be teaching about this week. Y'all have some scriptures. Y'all can kind of meditate on his word day and night. Somebody may think, well, you know what? I need an overhaul. You know, sometimes an overhaul is not tearing down everything. It's just some areas that you want to rehab. There's some areas, because you don't have to remake everything. You can do what is called a remodeling job. See, remodeling is part of restoring. You know, maybe you want to just tear that wallpaper down, because I don't want wallpaper no more. I want the paint job. So you do a remodeling job. I want to knock out that wall and take it. So we want to, this week, we want to focus on what it really means to be restored. In every sense of the word. Meanwhile, I'm excited, and I wanted to talk about restoring in love, because I'm excited about that, but this is what the Lord gave me, so I'm going to roll with that. But we will be talking about restoring the love of God in our heart so we can walk in integrity. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all. Well, wait a minute. Let me back up. Maybe somebody may have something they want to share. That's that moment that, boy, you couldn't wait and you want to share it. So we're going to take a couple of minutes, and anybody like to have anything they want to share that can't wait and you want to comment on it or whatever, anyone. Now, I had said I was going to do that, so I'm trying to keep my word. So if anybody have anything that they want to say, and you feel like you need to share it today, this hour, We want you to come forth with it right now. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.